It's time for Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network, presented by BSUBeavers.com. This season, we focus on the all-time captains for the green and white. In the 60 years of Beaver hockey, many character traits have led to some of the best captains on the ice. R.H. Bob Peters joins us next on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, BSUBeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
Welcome back to Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network. In the history of Beaver hockey, many players have been elected captains by the coaches and their peers. In the 1978-79 season, Mike Gibbons was a captain with Tom Havlin and Scott Curry. Gibbons became a coach here at BSU after the playing days ended. Coach Bob Peters knew once he walked on campus that he had leadership traits.
Go back to 75-76. Mike was a freshman that year, and we had 9 freshman players come in, and for the first time in my career, 4 years later, all 9 of them graduated. It's totally unusual because of so many glitches that can take place, and none of which necessarily were because of the shortcomings of the student athletes. Sometimes you can't get the classes. So that's where it started. A very strong class to begin with. Very talented, and the players voted on their captains, and he was with Tom Havlin. Tom came to us from Marquette, Michigan, and he was another boy, and he came right out of high school, Tom Havlin did, whereas Mike Gibbons and many of the players at the time were already played some junior. He's a great athlete, Tom Havlin was. It took him a while to develop. By his senior year, he was a factor, major factor. But Mike Gibbons, you could see that he commanded respect on the ice, not just because of his skill, but he was very tough. Now, did you know that his great-grandfather was a middleweight boxing champion of the world? You know now. He was. And Mike was pretty good with fisticuffs also. And if there was any reining in to be done, I had to sometimes talk to him in terms he understood about you can't fight in college hockey, and especially you're very, very good, and you're a captain, and you I want on the ice, not in the penalty box or in the locker room.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, presented by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network. To listen to past archives of the show, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. BSU Beaver Men's Hockey on Mix 103.7 and online at BeaverRadioNetwork.com.